This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome, I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Coming up, are you a geek? Do 4K TVs intrigue you? There's a guide with your name on it from the Wall Street Journal's Gear and Gadget section. It is a geek's guide to the 4K TV revolution, to be precise. Coming up, everything you need to know, but first, these tech headlines. A new report in the Journal details how Intel warned Chinese companies of its chip flaws, the infamous Spectre and Meltdown bugs, before the U.S. government. An Intel spokesperson declined to identify the companies it briefed before the scheduled January 9th announcement, noting Intel wasn't able to tell everyone it had planned to because the news was made public earlier than expected. A federal copyright is boosting songwriters' music streaming fees. The decision by the National Music Publishers Association requires streaming services to pay 15.1% of their revenue to the songwriters and publishers. The decision resolves a dispute pitting songwriters against growing music streaming services sold by Spotify, Apple, Google, Amazon, and Pandora. And it is game over for Nintendo's first smartphone app. The company said it would soon terminate its app, Miitomo, because it failed to attract enough players. Miitomo, which Nintendo introduced globally in March 2016, features the company's Mi Avatar system and lets users communicate by exchanging personal info, such as favorite movies. Coming up, everything you need to know about the 4K TV revolution. You ready? This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. The new wave of futuristic TVs is making its way to the mainstream, becoming more and more affordable. 4K TVs are streaming the sharpest of image quality easier than ever before. Here is everything you need to know and why it's time to finally cave and buy one. Joshua Frulinger wrote all about it for the Journal and joins us via Skype. Thanks.
No problem.
I had a TV go kaput last year, and I caved and I got the 4K because it was obvious then that there was this wave coming. Just get it now, I said to myself. And before we get into why now is really the time to get on the 4K TV bandwagon, first, what made it a tougher sell for some? Why are there so many people still on the fence?
Well, I think it's because a lot of people like yourself recently invested in 1080p and HDTV. They spent a lot of money on it, and they had it installed. They had it installed on their wall. They bought a lot of equipment for it, and they thought this was it for years and years and years. And now they're being told again that there's a better format that's twice, even four times better. So I can understand why people might say, like, I don't want to have to redo my living room all over again.
Right, right. And just a quick primer on what it is for listeners who want to know what they're spending hundreds of bucks on. A lot of folks think it's just about more pixels, but there's a lot more to it than that.
There's definitely a lot more to it. It certainly is more pixels, which means more detail. There's a couple of things happening. Number one, it is more pixels. It's a more, you know, detailed, higher resolution picture. And part of the reason, number one, we'll put that aside in a second. Number one, that that's important is because people are buying larger and larger televisions than they ever have before. What used to be an average, you know, 32-inch television, now the average television size is 50 inches, and it's going up to 65 pretty quickly.
Right.
So the bigger your TV is, the bigger the pixels are, the smaller the pixels you want in order to see more detail. So if you grab a 65-inch television in the same resolution as, say, your 32-inch, it's going to start looking like standard definition to you all over again. So that's part of the reason. The other thing that comes with, well, that's part of the 4K revolution, if you will, is what's called HDR, which stands for High Dynamic Range. And this is something that started in photography, and it's made its way to video and now into home entertainment, which is, it allows for a television or any video device to see more brightness and darkness at the same time. So if you have a scene in a film where you have a face that's perhaps like candlelit or something like that, the bright side of it is going to have those highlights that you expect from it. And the dark side is going to have the depth of darkness without being inky and just dark and sort of washed out, which I'm sure we've all seen. And especially now that people are shooting for television much more cinematically, it makes a difference now. You know, today's television show is yesterday's, you know, epic movie.
You really see what's going on inside the box, if you will. And there's a lot that might have accounted for, let's say, the price tag, which I know was a big roadblock. It's a big investment. So how much in general do they go for lately, and what kinds of things should we consider?
They're insanely cheap now. It used to be prohibitive. It used to be several thousand dollars to even get into the 4K game. Now the average price of a 4K television at Target, for instance, that's one of the places that I was able to track with this research firm called ThinkThem, who I also work with on other projects, it's gone from $1,000 to $600 just this far. fall.
Wow.
On average. That's an average. That also means that right now you can also buy, say, I think a 40-inch 4K television for under $300. So here's the thing. Chances are, just like yourself, when your HD TV goes kaput, chances are very good that the next TV you buy is going to be 4K, whether you like it or not.
And not every TV is going to suit everyone. So let's maybe see if we can do some gadget matchmaking here. Let's say someone wants to get the absolute most out of a 4K TV experience. What is the TV to get that just basically has it all?
Well, keep in mind this is a subjective field. Everyone
sure.
has their own favorites, but what is getting the best reviews and has the best mix of technology and picture quality and not crazy expensive are the LG OLEDs. They use a technology called OLED, which stands for Organic Light Emitting Diode. And putting all the geekery aside, what that means is that it's using a technology kind of similar to plasma televisions of the past, a lot less energy hungry, but what it's capable of doing is completely turning off a pixel when it's off, which means that when something is black, when something needs to be dark, it's completely dark and turned off, which is something that a normal LED television is not capable of doing. So the LG OLEDs come extremely highly recommended. And people seem to love them.
And if you're cool with something a little bit more budget friendly, what's out there?
I recommend the Vizio series of televisions. Probably heard of this company by now. They're a consumer electronics company out of California, and they are somehow jamming 65 inches of beautiful 4K television with HDR and Dolby Vision for under $1,000.
Real quick, I thought it'd be a good idea to go through some of these 4K hookups, because now you need to hook it up with something, and as we all do with our HD TVs, 4Ks now, for streaming. What do you recommend?
First of all, it's totally possible and likely that the 4K television that you buy is already what's called a smart TV.
That's a good point.
Kind of like you might call a telephone a smart telephone, which means that it probably already has the ability to stream Netflix and Amazon Prime and Hulu and Vudu and all that kind of stuff right out of the box. Now, it's also possible that you don't like the way that it does that, or it doesn't have a particular service that you're looking for. If that's the case, I really love the new Apple TV 4K, which is tiny, it's super easy to use, it's fast, it has Dolby Vision, and it opens you up to all of Apple's programming, movies and television, and they just started investing in new television shows and movies, so I really like it for its ease of use and simplicity.
Cool, and for our gamers out there, what's the good gaming hookup for 4Ks?
If you want to hunt monsters in 4K, the Xbox One X is great. They've really focused on 4K and HDR programming, so you can play things like Halo 5 and Forza Motorsport 7, which is a racing game, and they are absolutely gorgeous, and you won't believe that you're not actually there.
And Blu-ray hookup that works well with 4K, what would you recommend?
If you're a movie buff, I recommend this company. They're called Oppo. They make an Oppo UDP-203. It's a wonderful name. Great player. It's very fast. It's easy to use. It plays all of the UHD Blu-ray discs, and if you get a 4K TV, the first thing you should do is sit down and watch Planet Earth 2 in 4K HDR. It will blow your mind.
Great stuff. Josh, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
For more on Joshua's article, you can head to the Wall Street Journal's off-duty section. Look for gear and gadgets. This has been the Journal's Tech News Briefing. If you like what you hear, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Reporting from the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.
Make Tech News Briefing part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.